Okay, so what we were talking about was at the last meeting, which was 2 weeks ago, I had brought up the suggestion of rigging the default head to the new face phones. Otherwise, that all the people who are wearing the default avatar mesh are kind of be left out in the cold as far as any new animations are concerned. And that sort of brought up an issue of the current morphs that are used for the face for facial expressions. How would the animating the bone interfere with the face morph when somebody is, say, chatting like I am right now? If I don't even know if I have my mouth lip sync turned on or not, where if the animation makes the mouth open and then the lip sync makes the mouth open, you'll get this really weird sort of distortion of the mouth opening really big. So what I was bringing up earlier in the meeting here was having two heads, a legacy head and a head that's rigged to the new face bones, but that still had almost all the existing morphs except for the expression morphs, so that people could still use the appearance sliders and their face and head would still look exactly the way their old head looked, except for they would be able to use the new animations. But I wasn't aware that there is a bone limitation on the default avatar mesh of the default avatar mesh is broken up into three sections, the head, the upper body, and the legs. So that means the head, only there's a limitation that the mesh can only be rigged to 15 bones at a time right now, which would mean of the 30 facial bones, we would only be able to use 15 of them. That put that idea to rest. And so maybe in Bento 2.0, Linda and I will be able to consider that to do that.